Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you hung out with me because we got our good friend Jonathan Zook back on the show. Jonathan is president of the Association for Competitive Technology. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now. He's actually already had his 10th anniversary with us. We're on our 11th year with Jonathan, and I've got him on the show today to talk to us about a couple of things. One is going to be net neutrality, but we're going to do that a little bit later in our interview. First up, I want to get him to talk to us about some other breaking news that's happening this month, and let's welcome him back. Jonathan Zook, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here.
It's good to have you back, Jonathan, as always. Jonathan, I want to get right into this, into some of the something that's going on right now. Microsoft is launching their new operating system. Now, I use the XP Professional, which is pretty solid. It's a pretty solid system. They tried to launch Vista as a replacement to XP, and it just did not work. It was a failure, basically an abject failure, in my opinion. I'll let you give us yours. But now they've got a new one called Windows 7, and I'd like for you to give us your thoughts on all that.
Well, yeah, Windows 7, a lot of people are looking forward to it. You know, I think it's coming out here on the 22nd is the official launch, but there's certainly a lot of people talking about it for pretty much the past year. And I think that, I think a lot of what people reacted to is it's a return to some of the values of Windows XP, which is, a higher performance and sort of a streamlined design in terms of how many things they're trying to run at once, and I think they really focused in on stability, and that was something that I think a lot of people found lacking in Windows Vista.
Right.
In a lot of ways, I think Windows Vista got a worse reputation than it deserved. It's one of those things that kind of snowballs, right?
Yeah.
I never had a day of trouble with Windows Vista, right?
Well, I knew several people who had Vista and they liked it, but I know a lot. I knew some people who couldn't wait to get back to XP.
That's right, and I can't point to anything about Windows Vista that made it substantially better than Windows XP necessarily. I just have it on a bunch of machines and never had any difficulty with it. But some people did have difficulty.
What are we going to like about 7? What are we going to like more about 7 than XP?
Well, I think the biggest issue actually is just straight up performance. It's going to be faster than either XP or Windows Vista. And a lot of people are looking for that.
Is it going to be more complicated? I mean, sometimes you give us so many. Developers can give us so many options. It actually bogs us down. You know, we aren't actually productive because we've got so many options.
That's right, and I think that I think they're always working on how to deliver more functionality to you without confusing you, right? And I mean, that's
right.
Been one of the biggest problems associated with Office as well. Most people are using about 5% of the features.
Right.
So how
exactly.
Do you get people to buy the next version when when they're not even using all the features of the version?
Exactly. Yeah.
But I think they're doing some work there to some improvements to the user interface design to make it easier to find some of the new functionality.
Is it going to be more intuitive? Is the use of 7 going to be more intuitive?
I mean, that's certainly the intention. It certainly seems to be. People are having a lot of an easy time with it. One of the new features, of course, is the support for these new touch screens.
Mm-hmm.
So the seven is
touch screen ready.
Yes, that's exactly right. And so, I mean, there a number of these touch screens are already on the market, but then they'll really blossom in terms of functionality with Windows 7, multi-touch and things
right.
like that. It's sort of
right.
all the stuff you see on your iPhone, you'll have right on the monitor of your laptop, for
right.
example, and you'll be able to manipulate.
So the touch screen will replace the mouse?
I mean, it's
or just be an alternative.
In addition to or instead of it, I guess it'll depend on the application. I mean, there's certainly a lot of sort of places where a mouse is harder to use than a touchscreen.
Right.
And so then you know, especially a kiosk or something like that.
Right, exactly.
I think at your desk,
you're still going to want the mouse.
Still use the mouse, right?
Right.
And use the touchscreen for special
Jonathan,
purposes.
I'm going to wrap up this part of our talk about. But before I go, I'm going to ask you one question. Would you go ahead and order 7 right away, or would you wait 6 months or so to let them get the kinks worked out?
I've actually been using Windows 7 for about a year with no difficulties.
Yeah,
so
you're a beta tester.
I think you're pretty safe.
You think it's ready to rock?
I think so.
All right, interesting. By the way, folks, there are 300 million computers coming out this year with 7 on it, I think, and like 3 million Apple programs. That's a very interesting statistic there. Quick break, 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.